It is Thursday morning. And you know what? We've got the man in here with the Bagpipe Brothers are coming back in the 9 o'clock hour to do their thing, and Bauman's got some kind of movie thing that I'll suck in, and
I believe you're gonna do great.
But speaking of sucking, we're gonna talk about some baseball picks here that somebody had. Yeah, and we're gonna bring in the man, the baseball man of Radio Alabama. How you doing, Coach Josh Bedors?
I'm rocking and rolling. I don't know much in life, and you talking about baseball. I know we made picks back in the spring. So
we did.
I don't assume I did very well, Muck.
You'd be surprised. I think you come out pretty stellar.
I think I did fantastic.
You did horrible. No, actually, you did do pretty well in two or three of the divisions. We're going to talk about that. But first of all, let's talk about how Coach Poto is doing. Tell us everything.
Man, I'm rocking and rolling. Carter just turned 5 last week. Kennedy is talking, and I mean, just fifth gear all the time, everywhere. Staying busy. I mean, if I had 26 hours in a day, I could keep up with the Bagpipe Brothers and McCurley. But other than that, man, doing great.
There's
happy
one
to be back in
here,
too.
You couldn't have 35 hours and keep up with Giddens eating-wise.
That's true. That's true.
You know, he's been on a fast.
He looks great, too, and I know he does. Much of that is probably regulated by his sleep or lack thereof.
Well, yeah,
because
he's got some lack
what
of
is
sleep.
Yeah, he's now experiencing the new parents.
You know what his new baby's name is?
What's that?
Malnourish. Because when he gets off of the milk, he's going to be malnourished.
I knew you were headed down joke alley there.
Well, I'm being honest, but he's finally learning what sleep deprived means. But he went on a fast starting on Monday morning until last night, Wednesday night. Didn't eat anything, nothing. He can have nothing but water.
Wow.
And coffee.
And I asked him when he come off of that fast last night, I didn't ask him what he eat. What did he not eat?
Yes.
That's a slower.
You say coffee, you add creamer, or is it just?
Yeah, a little bit of creamer.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Not a true, like, by-the-book fast, but, you know, my caloric intake's got to be somewhere around 200 a day. So.
Wow. And you've never done anything with the brilliant mind from Chelsea.
I've never. I've only heard Alex on, and he does a phenomenal job, but to be on with him, I feel so privileged.
Yeah, man, he's the Hornet. The Chelsea Hornet, Alex Bauman. Are you privileged to be on here with the former head coach of the Chillsburg Tigers, former state champion baseball player, college baseball player. He is the baseball guru of Radio Alabama.
And I'm the baseball not guru of Radio Alabama. Yeah.
Well,
I know nothing.
You're sitting across the table from somebody in the category with you.
He's a big fan of UAB baseball.
Hey, Garrett Whitlock.
Hey, can Trent Dilfer coach baseball?
He can't even coach football.
you're going to learn, Poto, that he is not a Trent Dilfer fan.
Really?
No, Bauman doesn't.
I could see that with you being a UAB guy. I mean, you only wish success and good things, and I'm not saying that he's not a great guy, but that's tough for the UAB football program.
I met him one time. Horrible interaction.
No kidding.
Horrible.
Well, he
won a Super
Bowl.
Did he try to take your picture?
No.
Did you want to take a picture with
him?
Did you want to take a picture with him?
Not after the interaction.
Yeah, he's got a good one of Neyland Stadium while he should have been coaching.
He doesn't coach in general.
Did he hi-hat you?
Did he what?
Did he hi-hat you? Did he kind of give you the runaround, or was
he
rude
kinda,
to you?
Yeah, he was a little bit rude. He's a little rude and brushed me off.
All right.
Would you trade Hugh Freeze for Trent Dilfer?
Yeah, because Hugh Freeze can coach in the lower tier conferences, like when he was at Liberty and Arkansas State.
I disagree with that, and I'm saying this. He's beat Saban. I mean, he's beat Saban several times.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet.
He's on that list. And then we got a lot of college football coming up this week, and thank goodness we don't play. We need a week off. We need to regroup.
Need a season off.
No, we need to take people out of the game that gets penalties that we say we're going to take out of the game.
Or coaches off the sideline that can't teach the players how to not commit penalties.
Right. I mean, hey. Speaking of penalties, you get put in the penalty box in hockey. You get a yellow card or a red card in the most deflating sport in world history, in soccer. And in baseball, you get chunked out of a game.
Yeah, you get ejected.
And the other night, Matty Ice, never.
I saw that first time.
Never. Matt Olson gets chunked out of a game, and then right after he got – well, actually before he got chunked out of the game, Snicker did, and he's not going to have that opportunity anymore.
No more. He can get chunked from the front office, I guess, now. That's about it.
That's true.
So, I'm going to lighten this before we get to our baseball picks that we had. Braves, I'm going to go around. Yeah. Give everybody one opportunity. Head coach, Michael Giddens, who's your head coach of the new Atlanta Braves?
Bruce Bochy.
Hodo, he stole my thunder.
I'm taking this, not a crazy pick, Chipper Jones. Because the Braves aren't in rebuild.
No.
You just need somebody in there to manage egos and manage the long, grueling season. Chipper, I mean, what a home run hire, no pun intended.
What about you, Bauman? Who is going to be the next Atlanta Braves tomahawk chop?
Anything's better than what we had last year. I know no manager out there at all.
Are you promoting within?
No.
Okay. You're talking about the coach that we promoted that was the former manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You know, I'm just going to say this. You said one. I'm breaking the rules. Rules are meant to be broken up. You know who it's going to be realistically? I think David Ross.
Could be.
He played at Auburn. He's Florida.
That wouldn't
he's
be bad.
He's used to the South. He's got some Braves experience.
A Timmy Hudson wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
AI told me David Ross and Skip Schumacher. Or Shoemaker.
Wow. Schumacher.
It wouldn't be bad. All right, I'm going to throw mine out there. Go get the money. Go get the man. Terry Francona.
Wow. That's bold. That might be more bold than
another Chipper. One was Andrew Jones.
Who will be in Childersburg October 11th.
He would be a good coach because he knows the language that Acuna and all them other people that can't speak English, he could, you know.
He would be a great.
Seriously, he would be.
If we do promote from within, Eddie Perez.
Oh.
I'm okay with that.
Walt Weiss?
Glenn Mother Hubbard.
Yeah, I remember him.
Mark DeRosa is also
on
there.
I can see that.
Okay. All right. Yep. So we're going to come back here in just a minute, and we're going to talk what we picked in the first week of April as to what it looks like now, and we'll give you a little insight on the playoffs that are going on right now, and go Sox. Josh Bedoris joining the Bagpipe Brothers on this Thursday morning on McCurley in the Morning. Let's take a look at our not-so-great for some people, pretty good for some people, and pretty good for others.
Non-existent for some people.
Yeah, non-existent for the Bow Wow. But let's talk about what happened in April. All right. We're going to settle on the American League in this segment. We're going to tell you about the American League East.
No.
Who did you predict? Giddens?
I said that the Baltimore Orioles were going to win the AL East.
They finished in last place.
Wow.
Who did you select?
Was that within question? I had to go Boston.
And they finished third.
And I
said the Toronto Blue Jays, and they finished in first.
They went into the last week mathematically having the chance to win the division, but I'm good with that pick.
And the AL Central, Giddens, who did you pick?
I think I picked the Tigers.
You did, and I did too, and we both finished in second. Hodo picked the Kansas City Royals, who finished in third, who actually won that division, the Cleveland Guardians. I'll still call them the Indians, okay? All right, in the AL West, none of us fared real well because who won that division?
The Mariners.
That's the Mariners.
A big dumper.
I picked the Astros. I'll tell you about that in a minute. They finished second. And both of you guys picked the Rangers, who finished third, okay? The bad thing about the Astros is they had an 87-75 record, 12 games over 500, and they tied the Tigers but lost the head-to-head to the Tigers and didn't even make the playoffs. That's bad when you're 12 games over 500 and you don't even make the playoffs.
American League's tough.
All right.
It is.
So talk about your picks there. You, Poto, you had a third – and a third.
That's about as bang average as you can ask for.
The power of consistency, guys. Have y'all not heard?
Yeah.
Boston wasn't a bad pick. I picked with my heart and my brain on that one. They went into the last week of the season. I know they're in the wild card, but they took it down to the wire. Texas is, I mean, that was a logical pick.
Yeah, I think so too.
They got a full season out of DeGrom too, who was great. Bochy, I know he's been let go since, but wasn't a crazy, crazy pick. And the Royals, same thing. I mean, they're coming off a AL Central crown last year and one of the best players in baseball on their squad.
So. Yeah, and one of my high school graduates has a son that plays in their farm system at the highest level right up under the Royals.
It's such a classic logo, too.
I know you're talking about, David, if I remember
He went to high school with you, didn't he? His name's Carter Frederick.
Yeah.
Yep. He's in my graduating class.
All right, so Poto had a third, and third. Michael Giddens, you had a second, a third, and a last.
Last?
His Baltimore Orioles finished last.
Well, sixth. I think
dead they, last.
I think they got some injuries that kind of messed with them, but still, it doesn't excuse finishing dead last. They are in a very, probably the toughest overall division, but still thought they'd do better this year. Tigers, man, we both should have gotten that right. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they collapsed.
They just collapsed down the stretch. They really did.
They were really lucky to even get in the playoffs with how their collapse went. And then, I mean, I can't fault the Rangers pick. It made sense.
It did.
The Mariners really just front-loaded their offense at the trade deadline and became unstoppable.
That's all they've needed the last 2 years, too.
Yep. So I had a first, a second, and 2 seconds in the American League. I had Toronto winning. I had Detroit and Houston as 2 second-place finishes. And actually, both of them tied, you know, for – well, no. Detroit did not tie Cleveland, did they?
No.
That's what I thought. All right. So, hey, we're going to talk about the National League. I think we all did pretty good in the National League. A couple of those were pretty, you know, no-brainers. But we'll talk about that when we come back. Alex, so far, who's in the lead here?
I'm perfect, so I'm good.
Ah, that's the answer I needed, baby.
He hasn't picked wrong yet.
He has not picked the wrong one yet. We talked about the American League in our last segment. We want to talk about the National League because the playoffs are going on right now. Let's talk about the National League East. I don't think any of us had any slight doubt that we were going to take this team. All three of us took the same team, and we all finished in first place. That was your only first of the whole deal, Giddens.
Wow. That might have been the easiest division. I shouldn't say easiest division, but easiest division winner pick.
Well, and yes and no, but you know what? We talked about how the Tigers kind of slid down the stretch. The Mets kind of had a collapse, too. Because a month ago, they were 2 games up on the Phillies.
Their pitching was horrible.
It was.
Second half, I mean, Giddens and Bauman and I, we could have gotten hits on their staff.
All right, so we all took the Phillies. We all got first place in that. Let's talk about the National League Central, okay? Giddens and Poto took who I think might be the darling of all in the end, the Chicago Cubs. Y'all finished in second.
Yeah. I mean, they had a fantastic year. It's
And they would be division winners in any other division. Yeah. I mean, they're
– you know, and I heard something on their game the other day that just absolutely blew my mind. You think about this, and I know you too. 162 games out of the year, 9 innings per contest, if not more. They hit into 71, only 71 double plays on the year.
Wow.
That is less than half a game. That's amazing to me how they stayed out of double plays and they led the league in hits with runners in scoring position.
That's what wins you.
Absolutely.
Ball games.
Yep. Absolutely. So the Cubs finished in second. I picked the Milwaukee Brewers, who finished in first, slightly over them. So right now, you know, 2 seconds and a first ain't bad. The National League West. This is where we kind of – none of us were really bad. Poto led off with a no-brainer. He took the Dodgers, but I was just stepping way out on a limb and finished in first place. I took the Padres, who finished second, and Giddens took the Giants, and that was the top three.
I would have taken the Rockies.
Oh, bless your heart.
And the White Sox and the AL Central.
And the Braves in the National League East, yeah. We had Poto in the National League. Poto had a first, and a second. That's pretty doggone stellar.
Yeah, the National League, I think so many of those GMs, too, know that they're just playing against the Dodgers. So,
yeah,
National League's much easier than the American League.
Giddens, in the National League, you had a first, a second, and a third.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Better than having a fifth.
Yeah, you had one of those in the American League. And I, in the National League, had a first, and a second. So not bad either. So, Bauman, who wins this race?
Me, I never got one wrong.
That's right. That's the answer I was waiting on, baby.
Perfect.
Poto, I got to ask you. We're going to ask you something in the next segment, and it's going to be baseball related.
All righty.
So stick around. Okay, Poto, I told you I was going to ask you some baseball knowledge here. He's the guru. Of the teams that are wild card playoffs, the ones that get to buy, who do you think is going to be in your World Series in about 2 weeks?
I got to go with my heart here. Boston's going to represent the American League, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to represent the National League. Red Sox, Dodgers, World Series.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's been a World Series matchup before, has it not?
2018.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, it was Game 3, the longest World Series game in history, and that was, yeah, great matchup. But the Sox won, and we've had Mitch Moreland in studio before.
Absolutely. Bauman, he is a wealth of baseball knowledge. I don't see how he reels them all.
Really?
I don't. Okay.
It's never got me anywhere, Bauman.
And I want you to pull up the baseball questions that you asked us the other day, because I want to actually, you know, I think you got some more for today. So don't give anything away, but if you can pull up some baseball trivia, I guarantee you he will answer it. All right, I'll turn to Giddens. I'll go last here. Who's your two teams that's going to make the World Series?
All right, so I'm going to go with a Philadelphia-Toronto World Series.
You're taking teams that have not played yet. You getting the buys?
I'm going to go Philadelphia-Toronto, and I'm going to go. I'm going to say.
No, you just.
I don't. I'm not going to tell you who wins it.
You can. Because I know who Poto's going to say.
Until the Sox are out of it, there's always life.
It's always life.
I can never, ever pick the Phillies to win the World Series, so the Toronto Blue Jays are your champions.
I will ask this before. Who has the home field advantage?
It's the best record.
So that's what I'm saying. I didn't really look at that.
The All-Star game doesn't determine that anymore, so your matchup World Series is going to be.
I think the Phillies will have the home field advantage. I think they had the best record in baseball, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Milwaukee did.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My darling pick for the World Series, it'd probably go awry here in the next day or two, but I'm going to take they got to have it. They got to do it. The Chicago Cubs. I'm going to take the Cubbies, and I'm going to take the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, good pick. That's a healthy pick.
And I'm thinking that the Cubbies are going to take the Mariners in the series.
You know, I would love to be wrong on my National League pick. Can you imagine a World Series, Boston and Chicago, at Fenway Park and at Wrigley Field?
That'd be great.
What an amazing classic that would be.
All right. All right, Bauman, have you pulled up some baseball trivia for Poto?
I haven't yet. I have to go run and get it. But you want to hear my predictions?
Yeah.
The Rockies and the Orioles.
Yes.
The cellar dwellers.
What'd Barkley say
on game day that one year? It's like a fight between two ugly girls.
It's kind of like two mules fighting over a dead turnip.
Two San Antonio women fighting over a churro.
Hey, listen. I'm going to go one step closer with you, Bauman. You should say that the Rockies defeated the Braves in the NL Championship in the seventh game in the ninth inning walk-off. How about that?
That'd be something.
All right. Have you not pulled up any trivia yet? Have you got to leave the studio?
I have to leave the studio and run and get it.
All right. Can you remember any of the questions that you had before for Poto?
No, I can't.
Come up with a baseball trivia question off the top of your head.
All right, I'll tell you what. Poto can ask Giddens and me a trivia question.
Okay. Going back to 1995, because you guys are Braves fans, 1995 World Series.
You can't be Googling nothing. Put your phone down.
He always Googles.
Put your phone down.
He's a cheater.
Ain't that
and, true. All right, 95 World Series, Game 6. Braves clinch in Atlanta, Fulton County. Give me the starting pitcher, the closer, and the person who made the final out in the 95 World Series for the Atlanta Braves. I need the starting pitcher, the closer, and the final out was made with what player?
I think starting pitcher was Tom Glavine.
Correct.
Tom Glavine. The closer was, if I'm not mistaken, was that Rocker?
No.
Okay.
I can't remember who the closer was. I think the final out was Otis Nixon.
No, you're getting warm, though.
The closer was Freeman.
No, that's a great pick, though. He's a righty. You may tell you guys.
Who was it?
Mark Wohlers.
Yep, okay. Wohlers. Okay.
The final out, Giddens was warm because it was in center field, but it was caught by Marquise Grissom.
Okay.
Wow. Remember him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Marquise Grissom, yep.
Great player.
Yeah. At least I got one right. I got the pitcher.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Kind of like your division picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Phillies was your long, good division pick.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't picking the Mets.
I mean, you step way
the Braves.
Out. You step way out on a limb.
They let me down too many times. Yeah. Can't keep picking.
Like Auburn?
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
Was that a good trivia question? I need some feedback there.
Okay. You know, it's kind of like go Braves and take the Falcons with you.
Yeah.
I mean,
28-3. Epic monumental collapse.
So I got to ask this. All right. Who wins a championship first? The Atlanta Braves? The Atlanta Falcons or the Atlanta Hawks, who is Bauman's team?
Atlanta United, or is it Atlanta FC?
Hey, absolutely. Yes.
That's not a championship because that's not a real sport.
Hey, they sell out Mercedes-Benz every game.
I don't care if they sell out the Meadowlands. They're not playing in a real sport.
Wow.
I'm a baseball guy. You got to go Braves. There hasn't been a back-to-back World Series champ in 25 years. So the beauty of baseball is – when you play 162 games, somebody's going to win it that you really don't expect to.
All right, I'm going to ask Giddens this. Who wins the championship first, the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago Bears, or the Chicago Bulls? That's a tough question.
No, that's pretty easy.
Really?
I would lean Cubs, but I'm going to throw a little dark horse and say it's going to actually be the Bears. The Bears win one before the Cubs.
What about the White Sox?
Wow. All right, I'm going to ask Bauman this because
who is the Pope's favorite team?
The White Sox. That's absolutely right. So I'm going to ask Bauman this because it incurs one of Giddens' favorite teams. Who wins a championship first, the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cincinnati Reds?
The Reds. The Bengals are awful. They don't have an offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, you got to protect Burrow, and if Burrow gets hurt, the season's over, and it already is over. So
you can't run the football. You can't protect your quarterback. Your best weapon is your receiver, and you can't get him the football. All
right, so I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to ask Poto this too. Burrow, trade him or not trade him, Giddens, because he stays hurt all the time.
Focus on the offensive line first before you just.
I'm asking that. Do you trade Burrow or do you keep him?
I keep him for now.
Okay.
Keep him. Is that what you're going to ask me?
No, I'm going to ask you Ronald Acuña. Trade him or keep him? He's hurt all the time.
Oh, no, keep him because, listen, the market, he is a $40 million player. You're paying him $17 million. So you've got a $40 million player on your roster for $17 million.
And he plays 17% of the time.
His WAR would be high enough. I'm just saying, I would trade him.
A $40 million player, but you're only getting $17 to $20 million out of him.
And to his defense, a lot of those injuries are just –
Yeah, a broken eyelash? Come on.
No way.
A lot of those. Muck is an Acuña hater.
I'm not a hater. Are not really self-inflicted. They're kind of just taking a toll on him.
I think they need to demolish Truist Park, and they need to build a new stadium right next to Grady Hospital.
Wow, that's a bad take because
– I mean, they can wheel them right across the street into the hospital.
They just won the World Series 4 years ago.
Without him.
That's 4 years. What have you done for me lately?
Fire Brian Snicker.
Well, they wanted to, but they let him retire.
Yeah, we've mutually parted ways. Yeah.
Hey, what did you say he's going to be doing? He's a pop-all
senior
in
advisor
the...
role, which is basically just a talking head to show up at a board meeting every now and then.
Oh, he's a professional pop-all.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
Get a job like that in Major League Baseball?
Oh, man, I would give to have a job like that. 59 years in the Braves organization, I saw that. And I didn't know this either. I know we got to go to break, but did y'all – my generation maybe is not aware of it, but Bobby Cox was the manager of the Braves, was fired, and then brought back. I never knew that.
He was. And do you know who Bobby Cox played for?
The Yankees.
Yep. I figured you would know that because they're nemesis. One other question before I go. Poto can tell you there's somebody from our hometown here that has something to do with Major League Baseball security. Or did.
Who's that? Remind me.
Sean Holtzclaw.
Yeah, Holtzclaw. Yep. I almost said that, but I didn't want to look foolish.
Played baseball at Sylacauga High School.
Yep. Pookie Wilson talked about that a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Yep. And glad to see people from our hometown doing well. Hey, always glad to have Poto in here.
Great, great time, guys. Appreciate
y'all. When can we get together? We can do it at my house and watch a World Series or a playoff game. We got to do it before the next 2 weeks.
We got to do it. And I just prefer either lemon pepper wings or just regular buffalo. Not too spicy, not too bland either.
Make sure you bring your own because Gins will eat them.
Gins will eat the bones. Absolutely. He'll eat the bones and all. All right, so what do you want on the buffet there, Bauman?
Coleslaw and olives. That's the only thing he won't eat.
No.
That's the only thing he won't eat.
Absolutely not. I got a random crazy MLB trivia question for Poto.
Go for it.
All right, well, hang on. I want to do the menu because we got one other thing we're bringing to the
party.
Crab
legs.
No. Black bread.
I'll eat it.
Is that like what they bring to you at Longhorns?
No. Yeah. It's what Walmart sells for 49 cents a loaf, and it has blue and black on it, which is called penicillin, and he cuts it and eats it.
I mean, look, food's food. Protein's protein, carbs is carbs, fat is fat. We'll take all of it.
And dying is dying. No matter how you
look
at it.
We're all going to die.
That's right.
That's true.
Might as well enjoy whatever you're eating beforehand.
Whether it's from, eating a piece of black and blue bread or overworking yourself.
The answer to this next question, this person would agree with my eating habits. Poto, which MLB player once hit a home run in his first major league at bat and later became the manager who was in the dugout for the longest game in MLB history?
Dave Roberts.
Close, but no cigar.
I can tell you.
Not Brad Ausmus. Who?
Tommy Lasorda.
Nope.
Alex? Craig Counsell.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Who was it, Giddens?
It's Dusty Baker.
Oh, wow. What a baseball lifer. I got to see him at Rickwood a couple months ago, and it was just – I couldn't believe it was Dusty Baker. I was kind of starstruck.
In 1968, as a 19-year-old with the Atlanta Braves, he had a home run in his first major league at bat. Decades later, in 1984, he was managing the San Francisco Giants during the longest MLB game ever played, a 25-inning marathon with the New York
Giants. He was on deck during Hank Aaron's 7-15 home run.
All right. You brought up a name. One more baseball thing before we get out of here.
Fire away.
Poto may not know this. I was at my mom and Billy's house watching a Braves game with them here a month or so ago, and it got in a rain delay. And they had this, this thing that they go to. And I learned a couple of things about Hank Aaron I didn't know. I think I told Giddens this. Did you know, in 162 games a year, that Hank Aaron never struck out more than 100 times in a season?
That is wild.
Now, I'm going to throw one that's even more wild to you. Name in your time, in your day, who is the best Major League Baseball player as an all-star, and how many years did they all-star?
In my day?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Just throw one out there.
Bonds.
And how many All-Star games? I think it was 14.
Yeah. I was going to, you can't go wrong. Bonds, Cabrera, Pujols, that era.
Hank Aaron was a 25-time All-Star.
Wow. Can
you wrap that around your brain?
He's 755 total career home runs. Never hit 50 home runs in a season.
No. And he never struck out more than 100 times in a season.
Well-rounded.
I'm telling you what, he was a baseball player. He wasn't just a home run hitter. Like Poto. Poto's just a home run here. How many did you hit in the high school and college?
High school, around 20 or so. College, dozen, 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there, 15.
I bet you can remember everybody who threw them to you.
You know, I enjoyed –
Who served it up to you?
You know what I enjoyed the most about – one thing I never did I wanted to do was hit for the cycle. Never did that. And I enjoy throwing somebody out from the outfield more than hitting a home run. There was nothing like it. That was my niche. I enjoyed it.
I guess if I was a baseball player, what I would like most of all is to end an inning or a game on the pitching mound and watching that home plate umpire just ring somebody up on a call that they just sit there and look at.
Yeah. Another good feeling is turning a triple play.
Yep.
Absolutely.
At the buffet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The all-star special at Denny's.
Hey, we went to lunch with him at a place I'm not going to name. I'm not going to give him any free advertising, but he looked up at the menu and said, okay. He just said, give me it all.
When they asked Ron Swanson, what do you want? He said, I want all the eggs and all the bacon you have.
Would you do that, Giddens?
Yeah, absolutely.
And all the black bread you can eat. Hey, we'll have Poto back in here when the World Series is over with. Thank you, buddy.
Enjoyed it, guys.